What the gracious one is saying means peace. Peace for all people, for all those who turn into the silence of their hearts. Mercy and faithfulness embrace. Integrity and peace now kiss. Faithfulness springs from the earth as truth glows from the heavens. The gracious one bestows delight as our soul yields its fruit. Compassion now goes before us and creates a way of peace. And so with these beautiful words from the psalmist, we begin this meditation, Love Speaking the Word, by acknowledging country. And if you all might call to mind the country with which you join this meeting from, I'm on Widjibal, Wyabal country in the Bundjalung Nation, and I'd like to acknowledge their deep connection to country. And in their language, Nagali Na Jagan, we belong to country. And so we all acknowledge now the deep connection of all past, present and future Aboriginal peoples. Just before we go to our meditation, I have a few little words about how we began our meditation last week, which was, Kerry finished our meditation last week by chanting the eternal sound, Om. And this revered word holds what we've been calling the oneing field or communion consciousness. And it holds what we all know now, don't we? A prayer that is beyond form, beyond prayer that is formal and expressed, and beyond prayer that is formless and inexpressible. Because the field itself is transformation. And so I think we are all really experiencing this, isn't it? Where we are moving beyond form, from simply being present to each other to being one with oneness that moves through each other. And we move through each other as a larger whole. And so I invite you today to continue to take confidence in what these prayers are doing, which is cultivating this moving through, the word moving through each other, beyond form. And so I invite you to, in this flow, simply let the words that come be doorways or highways into love. And before we begin in this place of formlessness, just to take a moment to gaze at all of the faces. And really allow that movement from simply being present to each other to being in the oneing field as we move through the field and through each other, through the earth. And when you feel grounded in this community that we are, and not allowing that communal field awareness to dissipate, but simply to allow it to draw you deeper into yourself, and just allow yourself to become so comfortable. As we become aware that we are pregnant with divine love. And pregnant with divine love, we come as a communion of hearts. As we gather, love's silence arises from the ground of our heart. infusing our minds, quietening our bodies, wooing our hearts, whispering peace, peace for all people, peace for the world, peace for the earth, as the wilderness exalts and blossoms bloom with joy. And in this divine peace, all that is anxious calms. All that is discordant harmonizes. All that is scattered integrates. All that is violent calms. All that is unfree releases into love's tender caress. Held in love's eternal embrace, we hear the cry of the earth become love's immortal song. And we release into and cherish this tender loving. O womb of eternal silence, luminous ground of all, ever conceiving Christ's life within us. From the depths of our silence, you call us beloved, espoused to you forever. Faithfully enfolding us in mercy and compassion. Integrity and peace now kiss, transforming, transfiguring, transubstantiating us into a lovely, deep, and lasting peace. As this deep peace envelops and stills our senses, we feel you draw us deeper into the center of our womb heart, into the midst of the silence of the kolpon, into the ground of unmade love. You infuse a dark, soft sense of the empty fullness of the kolpon, holding and enfolding the luminous Christ fetus so tenderly. The radiant beauty of love's eternal conceiving in us and amongst us once. in this oneing, we realize that we are also a loved fetus. We are a loved fetus wrapped and enfolded, held in the heart womb of divine contemplation. And we feel the loveliness of the exchange in the indwelling. besotted. Again, we touch the beauty of ourselves as earthen vessels, enfolding, enclosing this sheer Christ light. And we feel sheer Christ light wrapping and enveloping us in this most intimate, mutual indwelling of love, in love. Gently, light floods into our heart senses, illuminating our awareness of all our love and all our tears kissing in this endless conceiving and birthing, birthing and conceiving. We infuse love's perfume. Taste the hidden sweetness. Touch true intimacy as we cradle the Christ within ourselves. The illumination of the pure consciousness of the Christ fetus rises and enlightens. Wisdom showers through our whole being as the Christ light illumines the beauty of our humanity, one in Christ eternally. divine light emanates, oneing, kissing, healing, infusing, pouring out into creation, generating a strong, resilient, oneing field. Waves of creativity flow and flow endlessly in this fecundity of love's conceiving and birthing. In this hollow movement of enfolding, unfolding creativity, mercy and compassion flow before us, creating a way of peace. tenderly, hopefully, we hold and give birth to the Christ light, personally and communally. And filled with Christ light, our communion consciousness glows with the creativity of an emerging future fullness in Christ. And animated by this one luminous heart, our desire is love's desire. Our love is love's love. Our peace is love's eternal peace.
Pregnant with divine love, we come. Pregnant with divine love, we come. Tenderly, hopefully, we hold and give birth to the Christ light, love's eternal peace. Pregnant with divine love, we come. Pregnant with divine love, we come. Tenderly, hopefully, we hold and give birth to the Christ light, love's eternal peace, love's eternal peace.